I work day in, day out, save money just to go see them for a couple months and come back and work for another 2 years.
Among the speakers was Mohammed Abdullah, a native of Yemen who works in Buffalo with the goal of eventually bringing his wife, child, and unborn child to America. Yemen is one of the nations on Trump's travel ban list, and Abdullah admits frustration trying to complete his family's transition to the United States.
And, you know, as John F. Kennedy once said, our attitude towards immigrant reflects our faith in the American ideal. We have always believed in possible for men and women who start at the bottom to rise as far as their talent and energy allow. Neither race nor place of birth should affect their chances.
Abdullah then said, while people speak highly of great presidents and senators, they never follow in their footsteps. Ava Hassett of the International Institute of Buffalo says her agency has supported immigrants for decades, including the ancestors of many longtime current Western New Yorkers, ancestors who came from places like Poland, Ireland, and Italy.
Sadly, most of the time, those immigrants were met with hate and prejudice. I have my own stories of my family that attest to that. My Italian grandmother's family, I'm named after her, had to change their name so it didn't sound Italian. Does that feel pretty relevant right now?
Hassett says the nation does not have an immigration crisis. It has a hate crisis. Speakers also denounced the separation of children from adults attempting to cross the southern border, in many cases illegally but in search of asylum. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.